at it now. Again, so when you look at the inflation rates and they say it's 8.6%, a whole host of others now point out that the truth of the matter is that inflation is double that. And if inflation were measured the way, it was in 1980 when Jimmy Carter was rounding out his failed presidency, it would be 17+% on inflation. But now they have all sorts of tricks, and they've been cooking the books for a lot of years, beginning in 1980. They began cooking the books. And trust me, every Democrat, every Republican since has been happy to have the books cooked because it makes the numbers look better, and therefore it makes their presidency look better. But the truth of the matter is nothing's making this look better. And so I'm asking for your responses today. The Common Sense Hotline is open. I don't do this a lot, but on occasion. 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. We're going to begin with Josie in North Carolina. Josie, welcome to the program.
Hello, Steve. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing well. Where in North Carolina are you?
Close to the Camp Lejeune base.
All right. Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. All right, so tell me about the economy, inflation, the challenges
it's
you might
ridiculous.
Be facing.
It's ridiculous. I have worked since I was a young child, prior to the age of 14. My grandmother, I was raised by, lived in Pennsylvania, and I started selling bingo tickets. And FYI, I do not appreciate what is going on in this world today. It's not just America, it's global. You know it, and I know it, and I appreciate all the information that you give to everybody out there. People need to listen. People need to pay attention. Get up.
I agree with that. People need to wake up. You got to work for what you get, and we have a whole couple of generations. Josie, thank you for stopping in. A couple of generations that I think have had it completely too easy. They get everything. They want food on demand. They've got fast food. They can get money on demand. They can sit on the couch during the pandemic and get checks and play video games. Nothing's hard. Everything's easy. And they just find things to complain about in their perfect first world lives. 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. Ken is on the line in Livonia, Michigan. Ken, how are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, except financially, thanks to the intentional destruction of America caused by the communists. And we know that that's exactly what Joe Biden and the Democrats. And, of course, unfortunately, those Republicans that share the same views are doing to America.
Ken, when do you think that happened, by the way? When do you think that, I mean, John Kennedy loved America. John Kennedy, you know, was a veteran. John Kennedy lost his brother in World War II. And yes, he was a liberal Democrat in many ways, but he wasn't a communist. When did this change?
Well, it's been changing slowly. You go back to just to give an example, 1944, when candidate for president of the Socialist Party made a comment. His name was Norman Thomas. And back in 1944, Norman Thomas said, "We are no longer going to have to run as socialists because the Democrat Party has completely embraced our platform." So from the 40s all the way through now, slowly, you know how they say, if you want to cook a turtle, You put it in a pot of cold water and slowly raise the heat.
Right.
And that's what's happened with our country.
Well, I hope our turtle isn't cooked, Ken. I certainly hope our turtle isn't cooked. But, you know, it's a good point you make. I think a lot of challenges out there, to say the least.
One last thing.
All right, real quick.
People have to understand, read the Communist Manifesto, which is the Bible for the Communist Party and for the Democrats. They intentionally, Steve, want to destroy, wipe out the middle class. They intentionally want to wipe out all privately owned businesses. They don't hide this if you read their guidebooks.
Well, that's right. And the biggest enemy of the Democrats/Socialist Party today is, well, small business. Ken, thank you for checking in today. The number 877-310-9966, 877-310-9966. How is inflation impacting you? How is inflation impacting you? That's the question that I put in. And I want to share something else. Speaking of this president and the socialist mentality, if you didn't know, there was a tremendous amount of money, almost $100 billion of your money, of taxpayer money, pushed over to union pension plans. A union bailout was all part of the American Rescue Plan. That was $1.9 trillion spent. Well, $100 billion of it was pushed into the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, PBGC. It was set to go insolvent in a couple of years. Well, the White House claims the plan will prevent 2 to 3 million workers from having their pension payments cut in retirement by saving as many as 200 private sector union plans that have been in danger of insolvency. So here's what they are allowing them to do with your taxpayer dollars in the theme and the idea of socialism. That is to invest it basically any way they want. There was a time when they could only invest in investment-grade bonds and other, you know, generally protected investments. But that's going away now, and they're going to be able to invest in the stock market and anywhere else. They're going to take your money and go to the casino known as Wall Street. Just something to make you feel a little better. Back to the hotline we go. Jim on the line from Texas. Jim, welcome to it.
Yeah, hi, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. I actually moved from Grand Rapids out here to Texas a year ago. A lot freer here in Texas. One, I disagree with the guy from Texas. I'm an American. I don't want to leave America. I want to fight for America. Unfortunately, we have a bunch of people who, I don't know where this country's going. You know, I'm retired. I'm 67 years old. I worked all my life. I started working at a young age for my dad at a little wrought iron shop in Chicago. And there's a big difference between equality and equity. And I'm sick and tired of this equity. It's like, no, it's not equal outcomes that are guaranteed. It's like, give everybody an equal opportunity, and through perspiration, blood, sweat, and tears, all of that, you know, if you can't succeed, then, you know, I don't know, everybody, you know, hard work will get most people to succeed. And then the rest we can take care of, you know, if they have certain issues and everything. But, there's a whole generation.
I'm going to agree with you on something there, Jim. I think work ethic is one of the big things that we lost. Work ethic is one of the big things we lost in America. I'm going to leave it there because we're up against a break. Appreciate your input. I've got three things to cover here in the next section, but if you guys want to keep ringing at 877-310-9966, we might sneak a couple more in. Greatly appreciate it. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson. It's a new day, a day of winning big at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Each Friday, you can win premium play prizes and bonus entries into a grand prize giveaway. Visit SoaringEagle.com for details. A quick assessment of the Tigers 81 games in. They're 34-47 on pace for 68 wins, but I think the Tigers will have a winning record in the second half. The rotation is getting healthier with the return of Michael Pineda. Matt Manning should be back shortly after the All-Star break. And also with the continued development of Bo Brisky, Alex Vado, and Garrett Hill, the rotation could be a real strength. The bullpen has been top three all year. That group is going to finish the first half with a collective ERA right around three. There's a lot of depth at the back end, and that bullpen should have more leads to protect. The offense has averaged over 5 runs a game for the last 17 games. That's 3 runs a game more than the previous 50, and still has a lot of upside.